Birthdays are a time for reflection. And as Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, with age, one's life comes into sharp relief.
I've recently turned 85. I'm glad to be alive on my birthday. My feelings are mixed, however. The Bible describes my latter days this way, stricken in years, or it depicts them as full of years. I am not stricken with debilitating conditions right now. I am fortunate, but nonetheless plagued with the common diminishments of aging. To that extent, I am stricken in years. I don't trust my gait anymore. I now walk with caution and awkward deliberateness. At times, I feel like I'm walking a tightrope. I take no step for granted. I treat each one as if my life depended on it. If I leave one room for another to go get something I need, when I arrive there, I have no idea why I went there in the first place. Names. Why is it with advancing years names are difficult to recall? I know no credible scientific or medical explanations. Names elude us in unpredictable ways, like lightning strikes, unexpectedly and in unlikely places. Who's that person I've known for years? Our kids played together. We talked sports. I know his age, his spouse, but I cannot for the life of me recall his name. And then, too, just the other day, I bumped into an acquaintance in Walmart I'd not seen for 30 years. I knew her name right away. You just never know. To be full of years is a different part of aging. I describe it like a single day going from sunrise to sunset. Light grows brighter after dawn. We spend about all our time exploring what the new light reveals. Opportunities, love, child-rearing, developing the life we hope to lead. This activity reaches its zenith around midday. Overhead light is the brightest. However, how much we actually wind up seeing has to do less with the intensity of the light than how the light is slanted. In afternoons, light softens, often subtly, the way the summer slips unnoticed into autumn. Noonday, for all its brilliance, limits what we see. Rather than revealing the contours and textures of the larger landscape in which we've been living, it can obscure it. Overhead light doesn't cast the lateral shadows necessary for revealing the shape of our landscape. It's a curious comment to make, but to see as much of our entire lives as we can, its shadows are as critical as the light is to comprehending the whole picture. This is a long way around to say how much the long look at my life is enriching. Sitting still, I notice so much more now. It still amazes me how a huge part of my life eluded me for years. One example is how little I really knew my mother, even though I spent my entire boyhood with her. Wasn't she someone whom God placed there to serve me and my siblings, and who had no feelings or trials, except me, of her own? I loved her, but didn't know her at all. It wasn't until about age 55 when, for unknown reasons, I suddenly realized her in the subdued light of an afternoon. A birthday is a new opportunity to see the big picture, a landscape I'd not noticed before. As it turns out, late afternoons are the most revealing times of day. Full of years is something like that. It's nice to be alive on my birthday. George Merrill on the shore.